Good evening, everyone. It's Paul Hopkins with you on this Bank Holiday weekend here in the UK. And I am doing a show on the train. I don't know if I'm going to get away with this, but I'm going to have a go. Using bus charts, just recording things as I am. And I'm hopefully going to do some stories of little rants and raves. And if you like rants and waves, rants and raves. And if you like what you hear, then you can request songs. Because I'll try to do this every week. And I need a name for the show. I'm going to tell you all about it in a minute.
The drums echo tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flights. Her hooded wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words. Melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting at me."
Yeah.
everyone, it's Paul Hopkins here. Decided to do a bit of a show, and I thought I've always wanted to do one, but never really sure how, when I would get the time and all the rest of it. Claire and I have been talking about it, so we might end up doing a show together in the end on the good old Audio Boom, but I thought I'd kick things off in my own right and just see how it goes. And I've got time on the train, so I thought I would do one on the train. This is Toto, you've been hearing, and live in Amsterdam, of course, a very famous song, Africa. What a fantastic, fantastic song. Really good live still. This is 30 years on from when I think they first started doing their thing. So what's the idea of this show? Well, it really is just about me sort of getting on here and doing some really cool things if I can with Boss Jog. And yay, what a great song. Listen to that. Thank you. Live in Amsterdam. It's Toto. Very cool. Yeah, I thought I'd just start doing something and saying, we'll pick up on a couple of things. So, I'll have a little weekly rant or maybe two rants. But you can send a rant in too. So, you can say, right, I really want to rant about whatever. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be ranting about in a minute before I say PPI. That will mean something to some of you, definitely in the UK, if I tell you that I'm going to rant for a couple of minutes about PPI. I'm telling stories, maybe do some observations, kind of thing that I do on my blog anyway. So, anyway, I'm going to also underpin it with music as well. So here's some more. So this was Rather Be, the unmistakable sound there, for those of you that know of Clean Bandit. And this is a live version. It was from the Radio 1 Live Lounge, I think 2014, and it is featuring Jess Glynn. Sorry, love, spoken over you now as well.
But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be. I would away forever, exalted in the scene. As long as I am with you, my heart continues to beat. With every step we take, Kyoto to the bay, strolling so casually. We're different and the same, gave you another name. Switch up the batteries. If you gave me a chance, I would take it. It's a shot in the dark, but I'll make it.
I'd rather be. No, 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 no. No place I'd rather be.
place I'd rather be? Well, there's I'm heading there. No place I'd rather be than Orpington, which is where I'm on my way to go and see Claire. Awesome. That was No Place I'd Rather Be by Clean Bandit, and that was live. And yeah, I like my live stuff. I really do. So the show has no name at the moment, so we need a name, just going under a tunnel. So, you know, it could be, I don't know, On Track or something, anything to do with trains, anything to do with speed, high speed. So we may come to you again with a name if Claire and I do a show together, but for now, and probably as well as perhaps, this will be a little show that I will do. If any of you guys like it, then do let me know. You can tweet me on VR Podcasting, and you can contact me anywhere that I'm around. So with VR Podcasting, so on Audio Boo as well, if you want to give me a follow. So yeah, that's the show. I'm going to play something else in a minute. Now, I love lots of different types of music. I'm fairly eclectic. I like folk, Celtic, all sorts. But I also like Christian music, because I'm a Christian. And I just thought that I'd share some of it with you here. And yeah, anything you like more of, let me know. If you don't like it, let me know. And, you know, I'll try and include some stuff that you do like. But equally, I hope that you will find some enjoyment in stuff that you may not have heard before. This is a band, well, in fact, they're a worship band, really, a church that comes out of Brighton. The album's called Bright City. This is the title of the track from the album of the same name. What do you think of this? I really love it. It's got a U2 thing going on, hasn't it? Yeah, very, very current, very, very of now, I think. So, yeah, if you like it, let me know. We'd love to hear what you think. Church is called St. Peter's Church over there in Brighton in the UK. Here it is. And yeah, this is the thing with live, because I've decided that I'm definitely not going back and recording again. So what I did then was double tap the cards by accident instead of the mic lock, which means that you get to hear the introduction to this song again, and it means that you get to hear my voice and me padding. That's apparently what it's called when you make a mistake. So here we go, mic lock is now off. Fascinating. It's taken from an album. It's called BBC Radio 2 Sounds of the 80s, and everyone on there is covering an 80s song, and there's one of them. It's Christina Aguilera. There's loads of other people on there, and you should definitely check it out. It's available on iTunes, so just tap in with your on your iPhone, really. But of course, it's going to be available, I would have thought, on Google Play and all the rest of it, because we're not iTunes centric necessarily here. Okay, so what are my observations? Starbucks are going a bit like Pret, aren't they? I don't know, it might be a UK-centric comment. I mean, I know there are Starbucks all over the world, but I'm not sure that there are Pret. Pret's like a bit of a healthy option, it purports to be. And Starbucks are changing all their recipes. They seem to be getting all beetroot and something sandwiches with chicken and something else on. And I had one of those, it had mint on it, and all kinds of good stuff. And then there was a yoghurt frappe. It was a fruit berry yoghurt, which I had. And then I had a ginger biscuit and some kind of nut peanut bar weirdness. but it looks like a Pret package. And they're even doing things like, you know, the beetroot juices and the type of things that Pret are doing. So I don't know. Something's going on. Something's in the water. So talking of something being in the water, let us go for this. Water Under Bridges. It's a song. See, I like covers. I like covers and I like collaborations. That was a cover that you heard. If I could turn back time, this is going to be a cover. I think it's a cover, but it's definitely a collaboration. It's Greg Porter, his name is, and he's singing this song with Laura Mvula. And yeah, well, many of you will know who she is. If you don't, then I think, let me just have a look at the spelling for Laura Mvula. Laura, obviously L-U-R-L-A-U-R-A, and then her surname is M-V-U-L-A. Have a listen to this and see what you think. And don't forget that if you like what you hear, then let me know. If you don't, let me know as well. It'd be good to hear from you either way. But here she is with Greg Porter.
Somebody told me get over it. It's like water under bridges that have already burned. They say it gets better, it gets easier. The memories start to fade, and sad songs that always play you start to hate. Do you remember the days we used to spend? Memory so strong it keeps me from moving on. If I could go back, I'd take our worst days. Even our worst days are better than loneliness. Somebody told me get over it. It's like water under bridges that have already burned. It's like water under bridges that have already burned.
Somebody told me get over it. It's like water under bridges that have already burned. They say it gets better, it gets easier, but who are they?
It's like water under bridges that have already burned.
worked on her father's farm, long hours of labor in the hills, sharp of mind and strong of arm. He blessed the day he found me. Saw me as another son, raised me as his own, until his daughter's love I finally won. And he cursed the light around me. He said, "Dart, cruel river, dart. Every year you claim a heart, you've taken hers. You've broken mine, you cruel, cold river." Arm in arm out on the ridge, we lay together in the sun, beneath the tor and beyond the bridge. In her arms they caught me. One brother kept my love at bay. Two brothers held me firm and strong. Then he fell upon me in such a rage, and a bitter lesson there he taught me. He cried, "Dart, cruel river, dart. Every year you claim a heart, you've taken her. You broken mine, you cruel, cold river." Just where those rocks bent down the trees, above the roaring water, swift and sharp, a summer storm had raised this river into flood. And it's there he reached to take her arm, and it's there he lost his daughter. And he cried, "Dart, cruel river, dart. Every year you claim a heart, now you've taken hers. You've broken mine, you cruel, cold river." And I cried, "River, dark. Every year you claim a heart, you've taken hers. You've broken mine, you cruel, cold river. You cruel, cold river. You're a cruel, cold river."
That wasn't deliberate, but two songs in a row there about water. So Water Under Bridges, that was Greg Reporter and Laura Mvula, even Mvula. And then it was Cruel River. That was by Western Union. It's kind of my folk thing coming out a bit there. And he was talking about Cruel River. Steve Knightley, I believe, is the lead singer for Western Union, so he does stuff in his own right as well. But they've been going for a long time. Every folk or festival or concert would probably come with a few stories like that, wouldn't they? And the tales of woe and sorrow and, I don't know, people disappearing as butterflies, never to be seen again, and all kinds of business. Anyway, that was that. So I ate this thing from Starbucks, this nut thing. It was vile. It wasn't what I expected at all. I thought it was going to be sort of chocolate or savoury or something. I don't know what I expected, but it was like fruit in it, like some kind of sticky, syrupy, sugary thing put over it. I think it was purporting again to be healthy. I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm full on rubbish at the moment. Didn't really enjoy that one much at all. Sounds like a food review, isn't it? But yeah, there you go. I saw it in a bowl, one of the Starbucks bowls that they have at the front of the counter. I picked it up and goes, oh, what's that? And then he told me, and I thought, oh, okay, then I'll try it. So we'd have a couple more songs to go. I'll put those on in a minute. I'm going to have my little 2-minute rant now about PPI. You too can do this. You can pre-record a 2-minute rant about something, and I will promise you I'll play it on the show, as long as it's in the keeping of clean and you know, family show and all that. I think we're going to go with yeah, what is your pet peeve, your hate, so you know, something that really gets on your nerves. You can tell me about that, and you can also, as I said, even come up with a name for this show, and then I'll say Claire and I do a show together, we can come up with a name for that. So the idea is that I'm just doing this show on the train, as you can hear, and you can come up with a name for it. I might send you something from Starbucks, or don't know. But yeah, not necessarily a prize, not making any promises, but let's see. Let's see what cool names you come up with and how much I like them. So my my pet peeve, it's around PPI, personal, oh, what's it called now, protection insurance or something. PPI, I'm sure it is protection insurance. Yeah, I'm so annoyed of it that I don't even know what the name is. What I'm annoyed about is that people who, companies that have been set up that actually try to get you to pay to claim it. So their PPI claims companies specialise in helping you claim your PPI, and when you can do it yourself, you just phone your bank or whatever and you do it yourself. These people take 30, 40, 50% from you. And I was reading some terms and conditions the other day about this, and one of the companies, and it was saying that, let's say for example you're overdrawn and the money comes back in, and it's say if you were 500 overdrawn and you got £500 back into your account, that you would still owe them 250 quid or you know, so there's nothing, it is no win no fee, but my goodness, when they win, which they will, because the companies, you know, banks, building societies will generally give you the money back anyway. It's ridiculous. They should be banned. They really should. You know, the government's always getting criticised for allowing these pop-up companies to come up, like, you know, payday loans and things like that. And still these companies come up. I've got a theory that they're actually run by the banks themselves. So the banks are actually recouping for many people some of the money that they were going to have to pay them out in the first place. Could be. Conspiracy theory. Meant to say as well that the Laurent Voulzé, Greg Reporter album was called Liquid Spirit, so you want to go and find that as well. Okay, we're coming towards the end. We have here a song called In a Lifetime. In a Lifetime. Originally, Clannad and Bono did it. I think this is Clannad and Brian Kennedy, and it's a live version of the song anyway, and it's from, they recorded it at Christchurch Cathedral in Manchester. So have a listen to this and see what you think. I really, really like Clannad. Hope you guys do too, and then we'll come to the last song and some goodbyes and all the rest of it. Speak to me.
Sign to see. time. First the thunder,
satisfied.
Then the stars
that will not lie.
Dawn
the future, you and I get blown away.
In a lifetime, in a lifetime, and as the rain it falls,
begin again.
In my heart,
the storm rains through,
the leaves
so the light.
Many a good song. You have to go back a long, long way before you get to a point where Clannad weren't around. So, you know, 20, 30 years ago. Really good folk stuff and a well-deserved round of applause there. We're going to finish off with live. Yeah, we're going to have to because we're at Watford Junction, so I've literally got 10 minutes to finish this off and get packed up and get moving. So the last song I'm going to leave you with is a song called Wrecking Ball. You'll have heard it before, but it's slightly different. This is done with the Eric Whittaker Singers. It was recorded live in 2014 at the iTunes Festival in London, and see what you make of this, and I will say my goodbyes for now. As I said, if you like what you hear, then find me on Twitter, on Audio Boom, on Facebook, on, oh, I don't know where else, on my Skype, I suppose, but I don't go on there very often. But yeah, most places would be VIPODCASTING. If you'd like to hear anything based around what I've played, then yeah, give some ideas. If you want to do a 2-minute rant, then do that, record it, send it in. And if you want to think of a name for the show, then do that too. Right, I'll speak to you soon, but this is Eric Whittaker Singers with Wrecking Ball. I think there might be a special guest as well. Have a listen, speak to you soon.
thought we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell. A love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can never lie running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was break me. Yeah, you break me. I put you high up in the sky, and now you're not coming down. It's slowly turned, you let me burn, and now we're ashes on the ground. Don't you ever see I just walked away. I will always want you. I can never lie running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard.
Left me crouching in a blazing fire.